All right, we're going to get started this evening. You would get your handbook and turn to page 93. 93, let's do first, second, and last verse.
Thank you.
evening. Just, you know, appreciate the Lord helping some that have been sick and asked, I don't know, whatever this stuff is, that basically everybody got, that's what it takes you forever to get over it. So some getting over it and still getting over it, you know. So, but just pray for each one that's been sick. Hannah, my wife, are not with us tonight because she started running a fever yesterday. Still had a little bit this morning. It's been kind of down, but she's had a headache most of the day, so Christina kept her at the house. So just pray that it be Lord's will that, you know, that'll be kind of the end of it. But that's, man, those kids, you know, those of you that have kids and those of you that have had kids, you know, you'll think they're over it, man. It just pops right back up. Surprise! You just never know. So, but yeah, I can say that she hasn't really had any. She had a little bit of upset stomach, but nothing really major, so it hadn't been real bad on her. So I thank the Lord that at least it hadn't been bad, you know. So pray for her if you would. And I do appreciate everybody that's been praying for Mama. She's been doing a lot better since they put her on those laces. And I know y'all all know how it is in her, you know, current medical system. She had an appointment with a regular doctor the other week where really nothing happened other than that they told her they would make her an appointment with a cardiologist. But she doesn't know when that is, because they have to call her and tell her when that's going to be. And you, I mean, y'all know. But really, it all comes back to still that defibrillation. So just pray that God would help that. But she seemed just so much better the last couple of times I've talked to her. Real big difference, you know, compared to when she was pretty bad. So really thank the Lord for helping her. And I think that's encouraged her. The Lord worked it out where she was able to get on Medicaid. So that was another thing they were worried about was, you know, because Dad's working for himself. He ain't got no insurance. So I know that's a big load off Dad's mind too. Because, I mean, I know Dad trusts the Lord, but at the same time, you know, it's difficult for us as humans. You know, when you know that as far as humanly you're responsible for something and you know you can't do it. You know, that's good. It's easy to say we need to trust the Lord, but sometimes when it gets down to it, it's a little bit harder than, you know, what it seems like it ought to be, I guess. So I know Dad really appreciates that, and again, all the prayers there. Who else has got a request tonight? Both lifted hand. Amen. Amen. Definitely pray for our pastor this evening as he comes and brings the word and his family. Continue to remember Miss Vivian. She fell and hurt her shoulder. You said it was yesterday. And got kind of scraped up in the parking lot down at Dollar Tree. She's about done with Dollar Tree. They said it happened one time before. And I didn't remember Preacher Billy. And I remember his cousin, Bill Rector. Preacher Billy was saying that, you know, we mentioned the other day that they had to take out, you know, his pancreas and some different stuff. And then ended up, he was leaking in there and they had to open him back up. And we fixed that, and they said now he's swelling real bad, and they don't really know what it is.
He's really, they're not thinking it's all
That's what Preacher Billy said. Bill told him as he didn't feel like he was going to make it. But that's one thing about it. You know, the Lord knows, we don't know. But, you know, on the other hand, all of us is leading out of here something. So that's what,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Preacher Billy always said, it pays to be ready. You know,
because,
I mean, we don't know.
Right.
That's one thing. Yeah, it's really funny, too. And, you know, we've talked about this before. Sometimes your faith gets low and you doubt stuff and things like that. But, you know, there's been a couple of times I've had close calls going down the road, and every time I've come out of it thinking the Lord for getting me out of it. And, you know, no matter how low my faith gets, I realize never in one of those moments have I thought, man, I'm not going to hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the Lord has taken that condemnation away.
Right.
Right. You know, so it ain't like, yeah. I mean, you know, ain't none of us looking forward to dying.
Right.
This flesh wants to live. And I've said this before, that is a natural desire that God has given us. Because if we have no natural desire to live, as rotten as this world is, and us knowing where we're going,
yeah,
I mean, you know, we wouldn't keep living. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that is a natural desire that God has given us. But at the same time, you know, I thank God that I don't have to sit around and worry about where I'm going. He has got that taken care of. And it is absolutely Him that's got it taken care of, which is why I ain't got to worry. Because I don't know if any of y'all else have this problem, but I second guess myself all the time.
Sure.
I think, did I take care of this? Did I remember to do that? No, I done that, but did I do that right? I got distracted while I was doing that. Did I leave something out? You know, we realize our own human limitations.
Right.
But when we realize that our security, the security of our soul is in God,
yes,
then we realize, well, He's not going to mess up. You know what I mean? So we don't have to worry about it. So I really praise the Lord for that. And I want to thank everybody that prayed for us Sunday, too. We had a really good service down at Preacher Church. And it was another one of those situations I was telling Preacher Stoney about it, where Austin was telling some of the things that kind of led up to me being there. And it was just so obvious, the hand of God moving in things. And that's something that just blesses my soul. When you look at a situation and you go, either God lined that up, or that was a coincidence that's more of a stretch than winning the lottery.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It just doesn't make sense to think that God was not involved in it.
Amen.
So I appreciate the Lord showing Himself the way that He does.
Amen.
But who else has got a request?
Remember my wife, she's got to have that stent put in, so just pray that that'll work out.
Amen.
Remember us, we desire prayers.
Amen.
Keep praying for Lola. She's still fighting whatever she's had. She's still looking good. They go back to court Thursday.
Okay, amen. Remember this.
Remember you and Christine and the baby.
Yes, amen.
Remember Derek and Katie and the baby.
Amen.
And again, pray for Cody and Alex. And just pray for, also remember those that have been sick, and Brother Robert.
Yeah.
He's had, you know, another shift come up. Yeah, he's been through a little while. He's had another shift come up. Just be praying for him. And remember Mrs. June. She's got a lot of different things going on and stuff, you know. Physically, she's doing pretty good, but you know, she just she has her own struggles. And just pray for her. I know the Lord's able to take care of her.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Well, I pray to remember our neighbor Amanda Setch. She hospitalized last week and had operated on today. She's got a long road to recovery. So, remember her in prayer.
Amen. All right, that's all. So I'm
better of the way. Father, especially in spirit, and truth, to give the worship and blessing. I pray for the nation of leaders, Lord, I pray my slaves, the ones that died in the morning and night, that they live, I pray that you help and strength, oh God, the dead. I pray, Lord, that you march on your creation, and it's going to be worshiped. For our brothers and sisters, I pray that you deliver them, Father, from the persecution of the nation. Lord, I pray, God, that you just encourage the words of their attitudes, whatever the word is.
Good evening.
Amen.
It's good to be in the Lord's house.
Amen.
Pastor Preacher Wesley come be with us tonight. He's going to preach for us, Preacher Wesley Ward. I think most of y'all met him, remember him. Lord's had him on my heart for a few weeks, and I thought, well, I get sick or something happens, I'll have to get Brother Wesley over here. I wouldn't know if the Lord's going to show me. Got to thank him earlier this week, and it's like the Lord told me, said, well, don't wait till you have to get sick. And I thought, well, I don't have to get the flu to. You know, you go over there and preach. I was like, well, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, we'll just keep him on over here. So I called him and he said he'll be glad to come. We're good. We're glad to have him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I forgot to tell it while remember to took that money over to Vicki and Bobby Sunday evening. I've never seen two people cry so hard.
Yeah.
Where she talked about how much she the three cars were stored up and couldn't go nowhere or nothing. And she said, we told her about the comedy show Saturday night. She said, if all possible, said, me and Bobby's going to be there.
Well, amen. Good. Amen.
She wrote a tickle, but they would be sending
it to Amen. Yeah. She called me the other day and she said that she was really tickled that y'all come by. I said that Billy prayed with her. She said that she all had a really good visit, and it really tickled her that y'all come by.
Amen.
You know, encouraged her.
I tell you, Bobby's a changed man.
Yeah, you can tell it, can't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know. That blesses my heart.
Amen. Amen.
It does.
We had a good visit with them. Sit over there, and they just bothered.
Amen. Amen. That's a blessing.
I appreciate you doing that, preacher.
Well, like I said, it's just, you know, that's just a little, you know, it's after my, you know, for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, that's like I said, you know, I always want to be careful. And, you know, they're friends of mine. I don't want to do something for somebody just because they're friends of mine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know they had a need, and I prayed about it. And, you know, the Lord put it on my heart strongly to try to help them if we could. And, you know, I believe it won't return void. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But yeah, do remember the comedy show, Rich Wesley. You have to remember, you'll have to come and bring your friend with you, or bring anybody you want to with you. It'll be this Saturday at 6. It's Saturday, right? It'll be this Saturday at 6, and it's like it's just a good time. It's a comedy show. It's a good time. Usually at the end they'll do a little something extra just to sort of, you know, bring everybody back to Jesus.
Yes.
But you know, we'll have some good laughs, and you know, you. Most of the time a laugh, this day and time, will cost you some kind of, you know, just filth. You'll have to climb through some kind of muck and mire.
Yeah.
If it's something that they're trying to make you grin with. But this is good, clean comedy.
Hey.
And it's good. And you need to come and realize just how talented these people are. I mean, you know, I would put it on YouTube. You know, the flesh side of me is like, we can make a bunch of money. But then the spirit's like, no, you can't be doing that. I shouldn't even mention that because they're probably just as bad as I am. Then we won't do it too. They're like, hey, let's put it on YouTube, make
comedy show tonight after service, we can get a couple of stout men. Jeff to kind of move the pulpit stuff around on stage.
All right.
Help you with that.
All right. He says, I noticed you look like you're a dolphin.
All three of them.
All right.
I would put it on Melissa. I would put it on Melissa, eh?
I was like, you looking at me? I was like, I just sound me.
Did you get your little water?
I gave it to you.
Okay, good. Good. I didn't know. I was sitting here dying to drink this, and I didn't know he'd drop her on. In any case. Oh, remember our youth meeting coming up?
Amen.
Remember the meeting and be praying for Preacher Curtis Presley. He'll be preaching. That'll be April the 10th through the 13th. And be praying much about that. And be praying for ourselves that we'd have revival.
Yeah, amen.
Be praying that God uses to touch the hearts of not only us, but especially these young folks. You know, this day and time, you know, it seems like a lot of people, especially independent Baptist churches, I'm glad that y'all are easy to get along with. I've known of independent Baptist churches that seem to have a problem with having a youth meeting because they're like, you know, I don't know what the problem is. But the way I see it, I mean, Satan is targeting youth.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
100%.
Yeah.
We should be also trying to target youth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is the thing. Satan targets youth, and the benefit he gets is that he affects everybody else with it.
Yeah.
We can target youth, and the benefit we get is everybody else is affected with it.
Yeah.
The same kind of deal, you see what I'm saying? So, in any case, be praying about that. Amen.
Amen.
Be praying that God will use that. Let's see. Is there anything else?
You know, preacher, we're not an independent Baptist. We're a dependent Baptist.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Dependent. That's right.
Dependent Baptist.
Amen. That's right. Amen. We are. We're dependent, ain't we?
Amen.
On Him.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Independent fundamentalists. What is it? Do they go through the whole list? You know, you ever heard me talk about that? I remember we seen a sign for a revival. This was real. I wasn't joking. And they said it was a... They called the name of the church. It was an independent fundamentalist. They had about five names for this church. I ain't kidding. And then it said that the revival was going to be. I used to have a picture on my phone and asked my wife. Said that the revival said it's an old fashioned bobby pin slinging, pew jumping, devil stomping. I mean, that's what kind of revival it is. I said, or was a devil chasing. That's what it was, bobby pin slinging, devil chasing. I said, I'm going to show up. I said, I'm going to walk in the doors. I'm going to hold my Bible up, and I'm going to say, I'm here to sling some bobby pins and chase some devils. I got a kick out of that. You know, some people are just silly. They are. Well, we're silly, but not when it comes to the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
We, you know, that's the difference, man. You know what makes a church, like Richard Bill said, when you depend on God.
Yeah.
You have a dependence on Him. You depend on Him for not only being everything that you need for life and godliness, but you depend on Him for your righteousness.
Yeah.
You depend on Him for having the ability to speak. That's what I love about this young preacher out here. He depends on God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
They ain't many people that if somebody asks me, you know, if I know a preacher and can help them or something, they ain't many I recommend. And about the only two of them I do recommend sitting right here. Preacher Matthew and Preacher Wilson. Like I said, because a lot of them, they either full of themselves, are they full of some kind of schooling? And ain't nothing wrong with schooling, but whatever, that becomes more important than Holy Ghost Spirit.
Amen.
You know what I mean? That's a problem.
Yeah.
Like I said, I want to hear preachers full of God. They have to depend. You know how they get there? That's because they're good. It's because they depend on God.
Amen.
That's what we need. That's what we all need, is dependence on the Lord. All right. As long as I'm ragging on God, I can keep running my mouth. If I keep on in a minute, I'll get to say something stupid, I know. So I'll stop right there. Stop. Quit where you're headed. Make it right. Does anybody have a special song they want to sing tonight before we get started? Amen.
Amen.
You can turn the song.
Yeah.
You don't need it? You sure? What if they can hear you in the back? You'll be laughing. She said, they'll hear me, I'll be laughing.
Blessed assurance.
No, I'll thank him. He should be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you, brother. Appreciate you being with us tonight.
Yes.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you being with us. If you don't mind, I want to pray with you before we get started.
Yes.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for this brother. I thank you, Lord, for giving him a heart, God, that seeks you. Father, I pray that you continue to help him to seek you. Lord, I pray that you be with him tonight as he preaches. God, I pray that you'd remove, Lord, any stumbling blocks that be before us in the service tonight. God, whether it be me or anybody else, Lord, that has anything, Lord, that would hinder the service in our hearts and lives, I pray, Lord, that we would get under the blood, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would just have mercy on us and give us grace tonight, Father. God, that you'd pour out a blessing through the Holy Spirit tonight. God, open our hearts and our minds that we might receive your word. And I pray, God, that the arm of the flesh should be removed, Father, that you'd speak through him as a vessel, Father. God, it be your words that we hear tonight. God, with power, Lord, and great wonder, Lord, from up high, I pray, Lord, that it would render our hearts open, Father, to receive it and convict us of sin, draw us closer to you, Father. I pray, Lord, that the blood would be exalted, Lord, that the name of your Son Jesus be magnified, and Lord, that you be glorified in every part of this service. It's in the name of Jesus, in his name alone we ask. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
I love to be here.
Amen.
Y'all know not every church is warm. Some churches are cold, spiritually speaking. But this church is always warm. I appreciate that. Y'all never lose your love for God or for each other.
Amen.
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 And appreciate Brother Stoney and Stephanie, how they've helped me for years. I mean, they helped me before I was even preaching. And his wife reminded me that we went to school together, and I told her I was struggling with the call to preach, and I actually talked to Stoney on the phone years ago. Never thought I would be here today standing with the privilege to preach at the church he pastors.
Amen.
So that is amazing, and how God works and continues to work.
Amen.
Appreciate that, and I'm glad I'm saved and that God has touched my life. You don't stop touching your life after you get saved.
Right.
And not all pain is bad.
That's right.
Sometimes God puts pain on us to hem us in on the right path.
Right.
I was feeling that today. Sometimes we think things aren't as serious as they are, but sometimes little things are serious to God. And he'll take that appropriation to straighten us out.
Amen.
We just shouldn't refuse the hand, even if it causes pain. But be thankful that we have a Father that cares about how we're walking and what way we're going.
That's right. Amen.
And even if it's not a sin, you might be doing something that's not a sin, but God thinks it's irrelevant.
Right.
To your pathway today. And
yeah.
He'll work it out with you.
Right.
And sometimes it hurts a little bit, but that's what he wants to do. We got to have it set in stone that we're going to praise him no matter what.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
How did Job accomplish what Job accomplished? As we read about him, well, he just had it set in his heart he was going to praise God no matter what happened.
That's right.
Yeah. That didn't just come up out of nowhere. Yeah. That was the character he was.
That's right.
He was a strong man of God before that happened. He had it settled, whether I lose everything or not, I'm going to praise God. And that's exactly what he did. He lost everything. You know what he did? He just fell down and worshiped God.
Amen.
That's a great thing, isn't it? We got to just settle in stone tonight, no matter how bad we hurt, no matter what happens, no matter what we get or what we don't get, no matter what's taken from us, we're just going to praise God no matter what.
Amen.
Amen.
That's spiritual maturity when we serve God for God.
Amen.
We don't serve God for what God can give us.
Right.
We serve God because we have God.
Yes.
Because God has us.
Amen.
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 I won't be preaching on Job tonight, but that does help us, doesn't it?
Amen.
To be that prepared. Just be spiritually prepared to praise God.
Amen.
It's a blessing to be in the house of God tonight. You know, Wednesdays we're kind of tired sometimes after work, but I tell you, it's worth it coming to the house of God.
Yeah.
Being among his people and hearing his word and singing the songs of Zion.
Amen.
I have established a rule in my heart. If I can go to church by any means, I'll go by all means.
Yeah.
No matter how bad you feel, how inconvenient it might seem, if you can go, God wants us to go.
Amen.
And to get a blessing you could have missed.
Right.
But I got to praise the Lord again. This is my first trip, my first preaching trip in my new vehicle.
Amen.
I got a brand new vehicle.
Amen.
2024, and it's a blessing. And God has affirmed it. You know, I thought when I bought it, I thought maybe it's the wrong thing to do, but his glory covers it with me in it. His presence assures me that he wanted me to have it. And I thank him for that, and I just pray that he uses it for himself. Not that I can just have a nice ride, but that I can use it for him.
Amen.
That's what I pray. Lord, take this and send me out in it to preach your word. That's what matters.
Amen.
What matters. Maybe you'll help me pray about that. But appreciate your attention and this opportunity. And I know we just prayed, but let us pray again. I don't like to start without praying.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, have mercy on us tonight. Your God, empty me out, Lord, of all worldly cares and thoughts. Dear God, just take possession of me. Lord, it's your will. Dear God, or embarrass me, Lord, for I am your own, Lord. Dear God, I pray that somebody can get help. Lord, leave me not alone. Holy Spirit, come to my aid. Bear me up in thy holy wings. I pray God would give all the honor and all the glory. And Lord, help us to take something home with us we didn't have in our souls before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We'll be in Genesis 32 this evening. Genesis chapter 32. Just as a background, be about Jacob. This man is somewhat infamous in the scriptures for some reason. Everybody's got something bad to say about Jacob. But it seems like the Bible has nothing bad to say about Jacob. Seems like God only has compliments to say about Jacob.
Sure.
We'll be seeing that here in this passage we read. But we can take something home with us from Jacob's life here tonight. Genesis 32:24. This is a familiar passage. 24 says, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." What a statement. And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Now that's a stalwart compliment, isn't it?
Yeah.
What God basically said there about Jacob was, he's done good with men and he's done good with God. In both realms. He's done well and he's prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. "For I have seen God face to face," he says, "and my life is preserved." And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. You may be seated. Thank you for standing for God's Word. As we said earlier, it's generally an assumption about Jacob that he was an infamous person. People always relate back to what happened earlier in Genesis chapter number 25, when it says that Esau, Jacob's twin brother, sold Jacob his birthright for a morsel of meat, a bowl of soup. But the Word of God wants us to know that it never has anything downcast or negative to say about Jacob,
yeah,
but always about Esau.
Right.
In fact, in Hebrews chapter number 9, which is the best commentary on the Bible, is the Bible itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Hebrews chapter 9 clarifies it for us and says, "Let us look diligently that no man fails the grace of God."
Yeah.
"And that no man becomes profane."
Right.
"Like Esau."
Right.
"Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright." And what the word profane means is worldly.
Yeah.
It means unholy.
Yeah.
It means outside of true religion.
Right.
What it was saying was that Esau was a lost man.
Yeah.
The character of Esau was one that did not value the promises of God.
Right.
That's the big kicker there, that Esau did not value the word of God so much that he gave it up for a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
And there's many people in our churches today that are more concerned about worldly things than the promises of God. They're more concerned about what they're going to eat that day.
Right.
Than what the Word of God says for them that day. But I want to say tonight that you and I have a birthright.
Yeah.
they did. And it comes from the cross of Christ.
Yeah.
And it says that whosoever believeth on him
right.
can be born again by the Spirit of
yeah.
God, be transformed. Jesus says, come, he says, and I'll give you a new birth. He says, I'll give you a new name, I'll give you a new nature, I'll give you a new spirit, I'll give you a new desire to serve me. You can love me and live for me and go to heaven.
Yeah.
But you have to have that birthright to get in. Don't be like Esau who cast it away.
That's right.
Don't be like Esau who traded it for the things of life.
Right.
The things of the world.
Amen.
What do you have to do to go to hell? Do nothing.
Yeah.
That's one big way to go.
Yes.
Just live life on the outside of God, and it will take you there.
Amen.
There's many roads that lead to hell, but only one that leads to heaven. And God says to believe on the name of His Son Christ
Amen.
And be changed. And to lay hold of a birthright and have your name written above.
Amen.
And Jesus says, rejoice, for your names are written in heaven. I say your name can be written in heaven if you get saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
And so, on the opposite end, there's Jacob who valued the covenant of God, who valued what God promised to Abraham and Isaac, who valued it so much that he sought to get it from Esau, who he knew cared not for it.
Right.
He got it because he loved what it was in.
Right.
The Word of God.
Amen.
And so, if we travel through Jacob's life, we see that he's one that continually pursued the promises of God.
Right.
He's the constant pursuer of God's promises.
Amen.
And I want to say, if you're saved today, don't stop pursuing the Word of God. Don't stop pursuing the promises of God. What God lets you lay hold of. I say, lay hold on it again.
Yeah.
And if we follow Jacob through his life, it's just one that kept that covenant of God on his heart and mind no matter what happened. You see, he keeps revealing itself throughout his testimony. He carried a testimony for God all the way through, and he kept saying that God had said this to me a long time ago, and I'm still going to believe and I'm following on with it.
Right.
But if we look at his prayer in the previous chapter, not the previous chapter, the previous verses beginning in number 9, we'll see what kind of state that Jacob's in. Chapter 32, verse number 9. Gives you the context of him wrestling with God. Verse number 9 says, Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord, which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Don't you love when God's people realize what God's done for them?
Yeah.
At this point, saying, way back then, I didn't have nothing but a walking stick when I passed over this same place. But he said, I'm coming back round again, and I'm two bands. I'm too much just to be one group. But look at this in 11. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear it. Lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. Look here, and thou saidst, verse number 12, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. There's that covenant blessing that keeps revealing itself in Jacob.
Yeah.
He's in a crisis right now for his life. 20 years before that, Esau had sought to kill him before they left home. Esau was jealous that Jacob was blessed and he wasn't. And even said Esau hated his brother for the blessing wherewith Isaac had blessed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, what Jacob's saying is, it's very possible that I could die this moment as I'm passing by my brother's territory. So he's making a prayer, asking God to spare him, remembering the promise which God made to him. And I just want to say, there might be someone here tonight that feels like they're on the edge. That feels like their life's come to an end. That feels like perhaps the promises of God might fail. You know, that's the thing that was on Jacob's mind right there was not so much his life, but he was worried about the covenant.
Yeah. Yeah.
There, that was on it.
Yeah.
Lord, it's not just my life that's on the line, but this covenant you made with Abraham a long time ago, it stops with me. Mm. And there might be someone here tonight that knows they've been saved, that knows they've heard the word of God, that's heard God speak to them throughout their life. But you've come to a spiritual standstill. You're in a maze. And all you keep seeing is the wall. The wall, you turn again and go a little farther, and there's another wall. You can't get any further with God, and you don't know why. You know you've heard God speak. You know you had God transform your life.
Yeah.
He stepped into your life. But like Jacob, you just think it could be over right here. But the good news is that it doesn't have to be.
Try.
It doesn't have to be. And we see as Jacob wrestles with God that there's the way out.
That's right. Amen.
If you look at verse number 29 again, it says, and he blessed him there. Then if you look at verse number 31, it says, as he passed over Phinehas, the sun rose upon him. He halted on his thigh. You might be in the dark right now, brothers and sisters. But if we do what Jacob did, the sun can rise again. The sun can rise upon you and me.
That's right.
If we do what Jacob did. You say, what did Jacob do? Verse number 24 again, it says, Jacob was left alone. There wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. There's going to have to be a time in our lives, friends, where we just settle down, let go of everything else in life. Let go of the pursuit of everything else but God.
Yeah.
It says Jacob was left alone, and they wrestled there until the breaking of the day. It's come to my attention today, Brother Stoney, that God's not satisfied with seeking Him 99%,
right,
and holding 1% for other things.
That's right.
I say if we're having 90% for God and 10% for everything else, we're going to be in a labyrinth for the rest of our life.
Right. Go ahead, preacher.
We're going to be getting a little farther, it seems. We're just going to come up to dead ends every time, just right here like this. But what God wants us to know is that there's got to come a time in our lives where we just consider everything else a very little value compared to God.
Amen.
Whether it be money, whether it be people,
yeah,
whether it be a hope for the future,
right,
whatever it is, it can't take the place of God.
Right.
I say whatever it is that's crowding out our hearts and minds, it's going to have to go if we want to make progress for God.
Amen.
If we want to hear the voice of God again, if we want to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord, we're going to have to consider the things of life rubbish compared to God.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
You're like Jacob. You seem to be at the end. But he wrestled with it. And so he was blessed. Three steps. Get along with God. Number one. Number two, give it all you've got. Number three, don't quit till the sun shines again. Mm. Now, God has never been appropriating a half-hearted effort. The offering of Christ was not half-hearted.
Right.
Anything that God does is not half-hearted.
Right.
My friends, we're just going to have to lay everything else down and put everything we got into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Into seeking God. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not saved this evening, God wants you to know that there's going to have to come a time in your life where you consider the things of life worth losing for God.
Yeah.
He said, whosoever does not hate his life and follow after me cannot be my disciple.
Right.
I want to say, if you're not saved tonight, and you've never had a moment where you've encountered God, you may have not listened to him until breaking of day, but there's got to come a time in your life where you've come into contact with him, and he's touched you, We gotta have that message to tell others.
Right.
That he did something for me.
Amen.
Now you say, why are you equating this to prayer? Well, the prophet Hosea said, in Hosea chapter number 12, that Jacob had power of the angel. He wept, it says, and made supplication and prevailed. So the prophet Hosea is telling us that Jacob, during this time, was actually supplicating unto God. So, the promises of God were in question for him. Now, I want to say to us tonight that if we can't get a clear view of the promises of God for us, which is possible, if we can't remember that we've been purged from our old sins by the blood of Christ, if we can't remember that we're going to heaven when this life is over, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to get along with God. Just like Job made a decision to praise God no matter what, Jacob made a decision that he was going to seek God until he got what he was asking for. Until he got what he was asking for. Now, I'm not saying I've been able to ever stay up all night praying unto God. I've tried to do that and fell asleep several times. But I want to ask this question tonight. Who's going to seek God with all their heart?
Right.
And that's exactly what the Bible says in the prophet Jeremiah. He says, and thou shalt seek me and shall find me when thou shalt search for me with all your heart.
Yeah.
We're going to have to lay down 99% and settle it like Jacob in our hearts and say, no matter what, I'm going to lay hold of God.
Yeah.
You see, that's what happened when he was wrestling with God. Jacob laid hold of God.
Right.
In supplication.
Yeah.
What that means is that he wanted to be sure that his prayers were being heard and being answered. So we got to give it all we got. And we see that. Look at verse number 35. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, that is God, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with it. Now, it's no while saying that Jacob can beat God. Nobody can beat God.
Right.
But God slacked up on him. God slacked up on him enough to where his effort was showing through. Mm. I want to say Jacob was giving it everything he had right there.
Yeah.
Jacob was not praying in a half-hearted manner. How many times have you and I sought out to pray to God, have sought God, have tried to get close to God, and when it doesn't work, we get interested in other things?
Sure.
We go one day doing it, and it doesn't work, and we go the next day and forget about it. There's other things that we can get focused on.
Go ahead, preach.
Not Jacob. Not Jacob. He said, I'm not going to quit.
Right.
He says, I'm going to lay hold of God until I hear a word. And he said in verse number 26, God says, let me go for the day break. I want to ask us, what are we going to do when God withdraws? Which is exactly what you see in the book here, this passage. God has withdrawn from Jacob. Let's say most of us are probably just throwing the towel right there.
Sure.
That if God just doesn't immediately manifest his glory, we're finished. We get an inkling that God's stepping back. We're going home. It's over.
Go ahead.
But I want to say tonight that if we want to get close to God, if God starts stepping back and saying, let me go, that's just a test.
Right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Just a test to see if you're going to give up. That's exactly what it is. We never know when God's testing us.
Right.
Job never knew that that was a test that was happening to him. He lost everything in one day.
Yeah.
Just a test. It doesn't mean to make light of the situation, but what it is, it's an examination. Are they going to pass or are they not? Come on, Jacob! Pursuer of the promises of God! I wonder if when I step back, what's he going to do? Is he going to step back? Is he going to go up back down the mountain and say it's over? Try to run off somewhere and say the covenant's done? Well, that wasn't the answer for Jacob. I want to say it's not God's will for you and me to not be close to God.
Yeah.
I want to say tonight, God wants his children close to him. God wants us to be on fire for him.
Right.
And God's going to let it happen if we try hard enough.
Amen.
So what is this, some kind of game? No, but God wants your heart.
Yeah.
God didn't want Isaac. When he told Isaac, or told Abraham to lay down Isaac, he just wanted Abraham.
Yeah.
And in this instance, he wanted Jacob's full effort. I want to say, we can seem to be this or that. We can seem to be this or that with God. But when we come to that rugged edge, where it looks like it's over, that's what we're really made of. That's what we really are in God. Whoever's teetering on the edge tonight, I want to say, just settle it in your soul. Like Jacob, I'm going to get a hold of God.
Amen.
I know he's still there.
Amen.
I know he never left me. I know he cares for me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lay hold of the promise. Whoever's teetering on the edge tonight, lay hold of the mighty hand of God.
That's right.
I say, go the distance with God. Go the distance with God. I say, you can never beat God. No one can beat God. But God wants you. God wants you.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
And God wants you to prove to him that you're willing not to lay down the tower.
Right.
Now. So who will seek God with all their heart? Who's going to seek God with 99% and go home disappointed?
That's right.
99% is going to leave us disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Losing rewards in heaven. Losing the reality of being on fire for God.
Sure.
May not lose your salvation. We can't lose our salvation, but I say we can lose being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
We
right.
can lose rewards from God.
That's right.
We cannot be all that God wants us to be.
That's right.
That's one of my greatest fears for myself. I think, what if I never actually become what God has for me? Because I just gave 99.1%. That 0.9 I've been holding back for might have made the difference.
Yeah.
Could have turned me from being a match to being a blazing bonfire for the glory of God. I want to ask, what are we having in front of God, in front of our minds, and in front of our eyes that are preventing us? I want to say that tonight's a good night just for
you. Amen. Amen.
All that great distraction, however beautiful it seems, might not even be a sin. Oh, I say things that may not be sinful can be distractions that can prevent us from being filled with the Spirit of God.
Right.
And I speak from personal experience because tonight, I'm going to have to lay down a pursuit, which God's been dealing with me about already. Like I said before, not all pain is bad, not all pain is evil. Sometimes God puts pain on you to purify you and to make sure you're 100% born.
Amen.
I want to say who among us tonight's willing to lay down what is taking up some time, some energy that could be given to God. Who's going to lay down that thing that may not be a sin, but has become an honor.
Right. Right, Richard.
Some things may not be sinful, but they're easily idol material.
Right.
A person can become an idol. Money can become an idol. Hope for a future can become an idol.
Sure.
Yes.
Something you're asking God for can become an idol.
Sure.
Something you're praying about can be an idol. Oh, God, show me that today. There's a prayer request I keep repeating in my heart to him, and it's got to the point now to where I say it and my days ruined in my heart. I pray the prayer and my days ruined because God allows my heart to undergo such pain and what feels like discipline from him. I tell you, I would always marvel at it if it wasn't me. But it leaves me almost in shambles, and I realize it now that a prayer request can become an idol because I'm letting what I want from God get in the way of God. My life. I want that for you. And that's why it allows the pain to come, because there's greater blessings that can be given to us if we make that.
Amen.
I just want to say this, and y'all already know this, but the way to get things from God is to lose them in God.
Yeah.
He said, he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
That's right. Amen.
I'm glad I went through that pain today. I tell you, it was horrible. And I look at it, I can't say to myself, I didn't do anything. I just prayed. I just prayed. That's all I did. But it just revealed the state of my heart. There's something in the way of the full glory of God in my life.
Sure.
I'm going to have to lay it down so I can give 100%. I'm going to ask, who's going to seek God with all their heart? Who's going to lay hold of God even when he steps back? Even when God says, no, 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 it's over, it's over. That wasn't Jacob's answer. God had said, let me go for the day breaks. But he said, verse number 26, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. How many of us have ever had a prayer request that we just thought, I'm not going to stop praying until it's answered?
Yeah.
I've all done that. We need to do that for the spiritual things.
Yeah.
We need to say, I'm not going to stop being desperate for the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray till the Word of God is shown fully to me again. I'm going to pray till I'm as close to God as I was 10 years ago. And I'm not going to let him go until he blesses me. I heard a preacher preach on this passage before, saying that this was God just breaking Jacob down after a life of disobedience. God finally appeared on the mountain and broke him down into submission. He had to pay for it. That's not even the context of the passage. What it really is God wanted to bless him.
Right.
Yeah.
God wanted to bless him.
Yeah.
We realize at the beginning of the text it says he was left alone and there wrestled a man with him to the breaking of the day. It was God that pulled him in the ring. It was God that said, if you want me, come get me.
Yeah.
And that's what God's saying to us tonight. If you want God, go get him.
Sure.
We're just going to have to sow it in our hearts. We're going to get help.
Yep.
That's the most important thing we can ever do, Brother Stone.
Amen.
In life. After we're saved.
Try.
It's being close to God.
Amen.
I found that out there is nothing worth exchanging being close to God for.
Yeah.
The best thing that can ever happen to you is you get saved and become a child of God. And the best thing that can happen to you after that, you just get close with him.
Amen.
Say, nothing's worth that. He said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. He said to him, what is thy name? He said, Jacob. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob. It is written in the places. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with me. That's my name. You might be doing good in the realm of me. And that's what God, when the commendations God gave Jacob, he said, you've done well with me, you prevailed with me. So you might be doing good in the realm of life. But God also said to Jacob, you've done well with God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I want to ask us tonight, you might be doing good in the realm of me, in the realm of the world, but how's it with God?
Right.
How's it one-on-one with God? Can God say of us, you have power with God?
Right.
That's a big statement.
Yeah.
You know, when I first read through the Bible, Brother Stoney, those things just flew over my head. But now with us, what a big statement.
Yeah.
That was. What you're saying is, Jacob, the prayers really touch my heart. Because they're fervent. How's your fervency one-on-one with God? You know, times we pray, and then there's times we really pray by it.
Yeah.
That's what makes the difference. You're at the edge of life. You're in a dark space. You're in what seems to be a ladder. Blessed, just pray. I'm going to get you up there. Just going to have to be fervent when I want prayers with God. Your life's going to have to be changed by it. And you'll get out. And how do we know it's God? Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. He says, "For I have seen God face to face. Life is preserved." Your life's slipping out of your hand, maybe, or it seems to be close to that. And I want to say, once you have a one-on-one with God, your life will be preserved. Isn't that wonderful?
Hey.
He said, "I've seen God face to face," and when he says, "My life is now preserved."
Right.
So, get along with God. Number two, give all you got, even when God backs up. Number three, keep going till the day breaks. Till the day breaks. It says, "And he blessed him there," verse 20. That long-awaited blessing that he had heard about since a child, his father Isaac, finally given to him. And he blessed him there. Finally, God. You want to be blessed by God. You have to shut everything else down. Just have a one-on-one. And I say, stay there. If it doesn't happen in one night, it'll happen. But I said, you keep going. And you keep going, even when God backs up. This might have been one night for Jacob, but for you and me, it could be several. It could be months. But I say, that's where you get the blessing.
Yep.
And he blessed him there. Ain't nothing like it, folks. Y'all know that there ain't nothing like being close to God. It's worth the work. It's right. Worth the separation. So if you want to have a church that's on fire for God, we need to get born again believers just doing this. Being with God. Verse number 31, "And as he passed over the Peniel, the sun rose upon him." Caught upon his thigh. The sun will break through. A little bit. Jacob had to live after that. You might lose some things in life. Get close to God, but I say it's worth it.
Amen.
I say if I have to live, I know I already got one. If I didn't have one, I had to live to be close to God, it's worth it.
Amen.
Whatever you lose, get close to God. It will be an eternity worth it.
That's right. Amen.
Sun rose upon him after that. Thank God. Glad we don't have to stay in the dark today.
That's right.
I'm glad that there can be a sun coming over the horizon again.
Amen.
But the question is, how are we willing to seek him until it happens? That's the message that God has for us tonight. You're in the labyrinth, you're in the dark, you want to see the sunshine again, you want to hear the covenant of God reaffirmed in your life. Just settle in your heart, your family, hold on. Brother Stoney, that's what I tell tonight.
Amen.
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 worth the life change. It'll change your life. But it's always worth it. And for eternity, you'll be rewarded.
Amen.
If you have to break ties with people, if you have to break ties with material things, just to get those few hours with God in the day.
Amen.
Let's go.
Amen. I appreciate the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. So that was a powerful message. Thank God for that.
Amen.
I needed to hear that tonight.
Yes.
That both convicts me and encourages me as well.
Yeah.
You know, David said this whenever he sinned against God and numbering the people of Israel. He took a census. He had his confidence in his army, had his confidence in his nation, his kingdom. God gave him some options, and he said, let me suffer at the hand of the Lord, for he's merciful. So God sent an angel that was destroyed. He sent a pestilence in the land. As the angel stood between the heaven and earth with a sword drawn, David went and asked, what must I do? And he knew he had to repent. So ordinary was threshing wheat. It was threshing floor. He went there. Later, this is the place where that they built the temple.
Yeah.
This is the place where, or eventually, that new temple will be built.
Yes.
But anyways, here at Ordinance Threshing Floor, he's there, and this man's working. And David says, you see what's going on? I'm paraphrasing here. He's like, I need to build an altar here and make sacrifice to the Lord. And Ordinance says, here, take the instruments for threshing wheat and use them to start the fire. He said, you can have the land. He said, here, I'll give you a bull to sacrifice. Whatever you got to do, you do. Ordinary was he was a good, righteous man.
Yeah.
But David said, no, I won't take it for free. He said, because I will not make sacrifice to the Lord without cost.
Yeah, yeah.
He understood that it was going to have to cost him something.
Yes.
In order to rekindle that relationship between him and God. David was saved because he'd been forgiven of his sins.
Yeah.
David could have died that day and he'd still been to heaven.
Yeah.
Because the mercy of God is what covered him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The same for you and I. We've been covered by the blood of Jesus under the mercy and the grace of God. Yeah. But a relationship can become distant, it can become wired. It's not because God walks away, turns his back on us. He said he'd never turn his back on us. Mm-hmm. It's because we've always got something, like a preacher says, in the way. Might not be something downright sinful. But I'll say this, if it's something that's distracting us, it can become sinful.
Yeah.
If it's something that's hindering us from having the kind of walk that we want, we should desire that. I would encourage you tonight that if you don't have that desire to be that close to God, then get to this altar tonight and pray that God would give you that desire.
Yeah.
You should have that. I mean, folks, we're living in the last days. We've got such a responsibility. We've got such, the fields are ripe for harvest, but where are the gatherers? You know, we've got a responsibility to get out there and to spread the gospel, to give people a testimony, to make much of Jesus, to make much of the gospel, to tell people that judgment is coming.
That's right.
You know, the Bible talks about, he used to be mentioned talking about Esau and Jacob. Esau, he didn't care about the birthright, but he wanted the blessing.
Yeah.
I preached on that one time, brother. That he despised the birthright, but he wanted the blessing. That's what a lot of everybody wants to go to heaven.
Yeah.
But they don't want that birthright. Yeah. Why? Because with that birthright, that regeneration, being born again, comes with transformation.
Yeah.
We talked about that Sunday. 2 Timothy in chapter 3, where he talks about in the last days perilous times will come and be dangerous. Men will be lovers of themselves. He says they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof.
Yeah.
They want heaven.
Yeah.
But they don't want to go through the blood and have that transforming power take over their life and live a life that glorifies God. They don't want that. That's why the Bible said Esau was a profane person. So we see Jacob, that he wanted the birthright. He desired the birthright. You might be saying to yourself, preacher, I want to live for God. You don't tell me I don't want to live for God. I want to live for God. I try to live for God. So do I.
And so does Preacher Weston. But he'll tell you, and I'll tell you, Preacher Billy, tell you, Preacher Matthew, tell you, we fail.
Yeah.
You know what it's about? It's about desiring to grow closer, amen.
Amen.
Preacher Billy's been at this a long time. You still want to grow closer, don't you, Preacher? Amen. He still ain't got there yet.
Yes,
amen. Even after all these years. See, that's what Jacob seen that night. He, as much as he desired that birthright, as much as he's willing to do anything to get that, he also knew that he had to give it his all to get that blessing. You see, because he got that birthright, he ended up also getting the blessing, right? The blessing come with the birthright. But it wasn't just enough that his father blessed him, and that he got the blessings from his father. But he wanted the blessing from God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
You see,
yes.
You can be born again, and you can live just enough good of a Christian life that the pastor's proud of you, mom and dad's proud of you, that your church members are tickled with your performance, but what does God think of it? He looks at the heart and the mind. Jacob didn't just want the blessing from his father. He didn't just want the blessing from the church, the pastor. He wanted the blessing from God. And he's willing to go whatever distance he needed to get it. Let's bow our heads tonight for prayer. I wonder if you'd be willing to come to this altar and say, God, I need your blessing in my life. I'm willing tonight to lay down whatever it is. Lord, reveal to me whatever it is. If it's one thing, if it's multiple things, that I need in my life to lay aside and grow closer to you. Or maybe you see the room in your life that you say, I want that desire to grow closer to God. Why don't you come and say, Lord, give me that desire in my heart that I would want and desire you more in my life than I do right now. Don't be content to stay the same place. Come to the altar tonight. Get stuff. I'm going to pray. I myself, I need to be on this altar. That's where I'm going. But if the Lord spoke to your heart tonight, why don't you get down here and pray with us tonight? Many of you appreciate that word tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm just glad the good Lord gave me the discernment to go ahead and meet him over here tonight. Didn't have to go through the flu or nothing else and do it. Yeah. But in case, I appreciate preaching. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate it when it's in the Word of God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it when it's got the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. That word won't return void. You can tell it. It'll do its job. It'll get some things done. But man, it's a whole other ballgame whenever it's got that power to it. Amen. That didn't come from him.
Yeah, amen.
That comes from him. Capital H.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. All right. We'll be dismissed. Be sure to come around. Let the preacher know you appreciate him. Shake his hand. Encourage him. Tell him to stick in there. Just hang in there and keep preaching.
Amen.
Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Preacher Matthew, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer?
Lord, I thank you so much for letting us be back in your house tonight, and I thank you for the truth of your word that you brought out to us this evening. Thank you for my faithful brother that is willing to come, and God, I do pray that you bless him in the ministry that you have for him, God, and that you open doors to preach. And God, I know that's his desire, God, and I pray that you would make it so, and God, that you'd be honored and glorified in it. God, I pray that you would help each of us to be in constant examination of ourselves, Lord, that God, we would not put anything before you. And God, I pray that those things that are in that position, that you'd help us to get those things out of the way. God, that you would give us the desire that we ought to have for you, God, and let that desire increase rather than decrease, Lord. God, I pray that you would draw us to you. I pray, God, that you would give us those supports that we need along the way. God, that you would send us the encouragements, and God, that we might see truth in your word, and God, the leadership of your Holy Spirit, and I pray that you would help us to be obedient in those things, God. God, I pray that you would help us ever to be more willing to allow you to change us and to do the work in our lives that you desire to do. And I pray that you would keep us all safe according to your will, and I pray that you bring us back to the next appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.